Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Sugar-Coated Murder Podcast, a brilliant true crime podcast hosted by two zany sisters, all while baking up delicious treats in their kitchen. Here are your podcast hosts, Karen Devaney and Ann Varner.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Sugar Coated Murder Podcast,
your number one baking murder South Carolina podcast.
Yes. Number one.
We're the number one
by default.
That category by default, because we don't think there's another one out there. If there is, then we might not be number one. But for now, we're going with number one.
That's exactly right.
And I believe in manifestations. So if you say it enough, it'll just happen.
It'll happen.
So we're also sponsored by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey and King Arthur Baking Company.
Well, that's just free advertisement.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm trying to manifest. If I say it enough, maybe it'll just happen.
I'm sorry.
Maybe they'll hear this.
Screwball
me
Peanut Butter
too.
Whiskey tonight. What are we thinking?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's a Monday.
Yeah.
So we should have.
We should. And it's your birthday eve.
It is my birthday eve.
Tomorrow you'll be a whole nother year older.
Ouch.
No, that's a good thing. Older, wiser.
More worn out. Yeah, that's okay.
Well aged.
Okay, like some fine vinegar.
Wine.
I'm aged like cooking sherry.
Do not speak ill of my sister, please.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So, happy birthday to me tomorrow.
That's right. It's very exciting times.
Yeah. It's exciting times. We had great celebrations this weekend. It was fun. Yeah. We had some gatherings and just fun. Good old-fashioned fun.
Good old-fashioned fun.
Mm-hmm. I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I like you. So, your turn.
Wait, I'm
your
cooking.
Turn. Your
Look
turn.
At me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I decided to do something a little different this time. I made Meyer lemon cupcakes, and we've never had these before.
No, we haven't. I've never had Meyer lemon anything.
Yeah, and Meyer lemon is a lemon, but also an orange.
See, that is the best
thing.
Both worlds.
It's like sunshine.
Because I love a lemon and I love an orange.
I might call these sunshine cupcakes.
Oh my gosh.
It's and sunshine.
Oft I can't choose if I want lemon or orange.
There you go.
And these cupcakes allow me to not have to
it's
make a
combination.
Choice. Which you know I love to not make a decision.
Indeed.
It's one of my biggest talents is making no decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love this recipe. I don't even know where this recipe came from because I just have it written on a card.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
But it's got your basic unsalted butter. And this time I used the Tillamook. Sorry. I know that's free advertising, but they make a good butter.
They're our new sponsor. Now sponsored by Tillamook.
I wish. Oh my gosh. So, and then flour, sugar, salt, baking soda, eggs, vanilla, and then 2/3 of a cup of the Meyer lemon juice. Now, here's what I've come to know from working with Sally.
Come to know something.
It really does make a difference that your ingredients are room temperature.
I agree.
It doesn't mean leave it out on the counter all day. To come to room temperature, it only takes about 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just something to keep in mind when you're doing your recipe. Oh, shoot. This also has a cup of sour cream in it. I almost forgot.
Don't forget.
It makes this recipe so fluffy. I don't know. I think it's just the way it all kind of comes together. It's,
well, Sally's
it's very fluffy. But it's not a Sally.
Oh, that's true. Enough. It's not Sally. Sorry, Sal.
Sorry, Sal. Oh, no, really, it's not. I don't think Sal.
Also sponsored by Sally's Baking Addiction. Come on, Sally. Sponsor us.
Yes. Now, with these cupcakes, there's no icing, but there is a glaze.
Glaze.
A glaze. I had run out of my Meyer lemon juice to make the glaze. So instead, I substituted a little Sailor Jerry rum.
Nothing wrong with that, guys. Nothing wrong with
that. I used a cup of confectioner's sugar, a teaspoon of vanilla,
a tablespoon
of rum, And then I added just a little bit of milk until it was a good glazy.
Yeah.
And then I dipped them. And I actually went ahead and sprinkled a little bit of graham cracker crumbs on top just to make it like the icebox pie we used to love.
I do like an icebox pie.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how they turn out.
We'll see. We
have to wait to taste it. Excited. So excited.
Yeah. That's it. So that's what I'm making up. What are you going to do?
I'm going to talk about a murder case. And I'm going to tell you this one is...
It's rotten to the core.
It's a doozy. It's a local. And it's heartbreaking to me. And I'm going to try real, real hard to get through this without shedding a tear.
Don't shed a tear.
It upsets me. I'm very upset by this.
Good gracious.
I don't like it. We're going to just get into it. And we're going to plug through it. Because this victim deserves time and memories and to be spotlighted.
Yes.
And honored. And that's why I'm doing it. Because... I would much rather talk about almost anything else.
All right.
Except meatloaf. I don't like meatloaf. I don't think I would enjoy talking about meatloaf.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I don't like meatloaf or liver. I don't like to talk about that.
No.
So actually, I would probably talk about liver if I could change the way this case is.
If the outcome was different, yes, yeah. I get it.
So we're going to go back to March of 1989 in Berkeley County, South Carolina, specifically Monk's Corner.
Okay.
You know, back then it was not as grown up as now.
Right.
Very rural area.
Yes.
Small communities. Mm. So I'm going to talk about this little boy named Justin Lee Turner, who at this time is 5 years old.
Okay.
His mama was Vivian Elaine Pace. His father was Victor Lee, who also goes by, he has a nickname that I'm not going to use because I don't have to.
You don't.
And then he has a stepmom named Pamela Lee, married to Victor Lee.
Okay.
She now goes by Megan Lee.
Okay.
She goes by a whole different name now.
Oh, good for her.
Right. So that makes me already suspicious.
Suspicious.
I am very suspicious.
That's going in the dictionary.
I can't wait to get this dictionary done. Specific. It's specifically suspicious. Okay. And I just saved time blended those words together. Specific.
Brilliant.
Specific. I can't even repeat the damn word I made up. Anyway, his mom and his father were divorced and embroiled in a very nasty custody battle over Justin.
Mm-hmm.
On March 3rd, 1989, Justin was absent from his kindergarten class at Whitesville Elementary School. But his stepmom waited for him that afternoon to get off the bus.
Right.
Because...
That was the norm.
That was her custom. That was customary for her to do that. And so he didn't get off the bus. And so she immediately reported him missing pretty quick. Immediately. Well, she called school and said, "We're Justin."
Right.
And Justin's school said he was absent today. So he was reported missing. And then police showed up. Volunteers showed up and they descended on the Lee property to start a search, and news crews showed up.
I'm sure they were out in droves.
Right. It was big news.
Yeah. A missing 5-year old.
Yeah. The neighbor said it was customary for Pamela to walk Justin next door in the mornings to catch the school bus over there.
Mm-hmm.
She would walk him over and then leave him with the neighbor and catch the bus.
Right.
She said she had not seen either of them that morning.
Oh.
So 3 days we're searching for this little boy all over this property, all over God's creation.
Right.
Everybody. There are volunteers that are walking hand in hand through fields. It's a very rural area.
And it's not, this is not a good place to go hunting through woods and stuff. We've got a lot of nasty wildlife. And
And you're talking about early March.
It's going to be,
it's going to be buggy.
All the baby animals are out. The mamas are all protected.
And the baby snakes are out. And the mama snakes are out. And the gators are out.
That's right.
We got all sorts of critters here.
Exactly.
We got.
So it's rough terrain. It's not easy.
It's definitely not.
Marshy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marshy.
So everybody's out searching. News crews are out. It's getting a lot of attention, which is great. Everybody is searching except for Vivian Elaine Pace's family, the mom. The reason that they're not searching is because due to the nastiness of the custody battle, none of Justin's mom's family are allowed on the property to search for her son.
Whoa.
Victor said You're not coming on my property.
Oh, my God.
Even though our son is missing. He's 5. March 5th comes around. They're still searching. News crews are filming. Volunteers are searching. And Victor Lee is out searching. And he goes into a camper that was pulled up, parked, like, right, really close to the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And he goes, literally steps 2 feet out and backs out.
Uh-huh.
Steps 2 feet in and backs
out. I wonder how he did that.
Less than a second. He was in there less than a second.
Okay.
And he comes out and he says, my son is in there and someone has hurt him and he's dead. He did not touch him to see if he was dead. And he was in a cabinet, like a storage cabinet of this little camper.
Uh-oh.
Not sure how he knew he was in that cabinet.
Right.
I don't know if the cabinet door was open and he saw the body, but he immediately backed out and said, I didn't touch him.
Right.
But he's in there and somebody has hurt him and he's dead. Like I said, he was stuffed into this little, like a storage cabinet thing. By the way, this camper had been searched by police on the first day and the boy had not been in there.
Oh, no.
Justin, the autopsy shows that Justin has been strangled to death and sexually assaulted.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. With an object.
Oh, God.
Right. And the police feel very strongly that the scene had been staged.
Yeah, I can imagine that they feel strongly about that.
Right. So Pamela had some inconsistencies with her stories. She had a hard time with her stories.
Right.
But pretty much what she said, if you put all of her stories together, she said that she had argued with Justin that morning with a 5-year-old. They had argued.
Right.
I'm not sure how much a 5-year-old can argue back to you.
I think they can be pretty sassy.
So anyway, and she wasn't feeling good. So she went and took a shower and told Justin, 5-year-old Justin, to walk himself across the yard to the neighbor's house to go catch the bus.
My God.
Right. And then she never saw the boy again. She just assumed he was at school all day. And then when he wasn't
followed up, nothing.
No.
Never checked, said, aided to get over there.
No, nothing. Eventually, Pamela is arrested, but she was then released because of lack of evidence. And it's 1989.
Right.
Okay. So now for almost 30 years, more than 30 years go by. And
they got nothing. After 30 years, they got nothing.
I mean, police stayed on this case.
Right.
Police stayed on it. People would retire. Eventually, it became a cold case. There was a cold case unit assigned to it in 2021 to do some, like in 2016, they kind of revamped the case. And then again in 2021, searching for something.
Anything.
Anything. Well, of course, technology and, you know, DNA and all sorts of stuff has advanced. So in January of this year, 2024,
mm-hmm.
Victor and Pamela, who now goes by Megan, were arrested.
Now, are they a couple still?
They are a couple. And shortly after this all happened, they moved to upstate South Carolina. And they never got around to contacting the sheriff's department to ask if what was being done to help with the case. They really weren't interested in any of that. And they just stopped keeping in touch with all family.
Wow.
They just went up and just started their life together up there. So they were arrested. Some new evidence had come to light. There was a ligature of some type. I think it was maybe a rope or something. I'm not sure what the ligature was.
Mm-hmm.
It was found, and when they searched the family's home, there was something found that they felt like could have been a ligature.
Okay.
And they kept it as evidence. Well, when they matched, kept doing evidence, there were fibers on that ligature that matched fibers embedded in the collar around Justin's t-shirt that he had.
Oh, okay.
So they connected that ligature with Justin,
mm-hmm.
Justin's body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big piece of evidence right there. And then you've got the inconsistent stories, the stage scene, the father who miraculously finds his son in the place that police already searched. You know, it was on their property, just blah, blah, blah. Lots of things start to add up.
Circumstantial. Yeah. I mean, they need some hard stuff, but the ligature is a good step.
They get arrested in January and their bond was, I am going to cry. I'm not going to cry because it infuriates me. Their bond was set at $50,000 each. That's how much a 5-year-old boy is worth. That means they had to come up with $5,000 each.
Right.
And they both bonded out within 30 days.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they haven't gone to court yet because, of course, they were just arrested. I don't know if it was earlier this. It was like earlier last week, I think on the 14th. Mm-hmm. They were in court asking for the charges to be dismissed.
Right.
Because their attorney is saying, or her attorney is saying that there was a serial killer in South Carolina at the time. And that is true. His name is, I want to say Ivanovich, but that's, she's an author. And I don't want to tie her in any way to this murder. So I have to look at what this name is again, because I mess it up every freaking time. Ivanitz.
Okay.
Richard Ivanitz, Evonitz.
Okay.
And he really is a serial killer.
Yes.
And he happened to be in the U.S. Navy.
Okay.
And he happened the same day that Justin went missing. He happened to the ship that he was serving on came into port in Charleston.
Okay.
Okay. He also, a couple days later, tried to abduct and rape a little girl. She was able to escape. Mm-hmm. This was in Colombia. He was in Colombia and he tried to get her.
Did he have other victims that were little boys?
Nope. No. And that's the thing that gets
his ship docked the day of.
The day of.
And so he managed to dock the ship, get off the ship.
Go find a little boy at Monk's Corner. Now, I know where that ship docked.
It's not
in the old Navy. It's in North Charleston.
Exactly.
So now you got to go. Now you got to know where you are. And you got to go to Monk's Corner in a rural area and find this little boy.
It's like getting, 7:30 in the morning. What time do you go to kindergarten?
I mean, it didn't say what time in the morning, but I mean, I would think that the bus certainly by 8:30.
I mean, what the hell time did the boat get in?
Well, I don't think the boat gets in at 8:30 in the morning. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the Navy, but so I'm just thinking. I think it's a stretch.
This attorney's huge stretch.
Really is darts. And that's what fancy attorneys, that's what they do.
That's right.
They try to do whatever they can to say, look over here. Don't look at my client. Look at this thing. It's shiny. And we're going to look at this because this is what we think. And everything. So he's been this Ivanitz, this brave little girl was able, she was kidnapped. She was escaped. She was able to take the authorities back to this man's apartment.
Oh, wow.
Where he had taken her.
Bless her heart.
And in there, they found an ungodly amount of child pornography, lots of it.
Right.
And videos of children being assaulted. And then there was a video of him. There was a video of him looking at Polaroid pictures of little girls. Mm-hmm. And he was having a good time.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Then they were able to tie him back to three little girls in Spotsylvania County that were abducted, raped, and murdered.
Okay.
So he really is a serial killer.
Right.
But his thing was little girls. There's not one picture of a little boy in his cache of monster stash.
Right.
His thing was little girls.
Well, what did the judge say?
Well, see, I see the motion and I see that there's been a hearing. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the judge has made a decision.
Oh, okay.
I would really like to talk to this judge. I just think we need to have a conversation.
Oh, I'm sure the judge is well aware.
I understand, but this is the same judge that set their bond at $50,000.
Yeah.
And he probably thought, I mean, I don't think they're very well off. He probably thought, well, they can't probably, this is probably a lot for them.
Right.
But it wasn't.
Right.
They seem to have figured it out and they're on bond.
Right.
And why is this lady going by Megan now? She's not fooling me.
Right.
We've seen this before.
We have.
And I'm not putting up with it. And I need to talk to the judge.
I think that they would be scared of you.
They should be. I'm pissed.
No, the judge.
She should be.
They should be intimidated.
I don't think they're doing it.
If you intimidate the judge, then
I go to jail, and that's like being in the
mob. And then the case gets thrown out.
Ah, son of a biscuit eater. I don't know. This is a very difficult case. It's really difficult.
Awful.
It is a current case. It is unresolved. I don't think these two idiots are going to come after me for talking about this because Nancy Grace talked about it, and they haven't gone after her.
She has a little bit better security, but that's okay.
Yeah, but She's also a very well-known personality.
Exactly. We're nobodies.
We're nobodies, except we are sponsored.
We are not sponsored.
By Sally's Baking Addiction, King Arthur Baking, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Right.
And they Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey can sponsor us just by sending us free whiskey.
There you go. No,
we're fine with
that. Exactly.
But the other ones need to send a check.
I mean, I would take the flour, the baking products.
The baking, they've got a lot of baking.
They're more than just flour.
And we use their products.
We do indeed.
I have pictures to prove it. I'm manifesting. So I'm going to have to manifest that these two people somehow, I don't know. I feel really bad because the mom died in the 90s.
Oh, no.
And this case was never resolved. And I feel really bad, but her family vowed to keep it going. And sure. So the spokesman for the family is one of Justin's cousins who was 8 years old when this happened.
Oh, wow.
And she is really in it. Like she was on Nancy Grace. She is not letting this go away. And
it is getting national coverage, right?
It is getting national coverage. And they have a Facebook page. If anybody is interested, it's called Justice for Justin Lee. No, what's his name? Justin Lee Turner.
Yeah. I think there was something on Holt TV not long ago about it, but I tend to not watch cases like that because they're so
It's very upsetting. Difficult. And we don't usually cover cases, but it's local and it's a big case. It's a very big case. And we had been asked when we first started, we had more than one person asked us to cover that case. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about whether or not we were going to cover it. And we had just kind of put it on the back burner because A, it was unresolved at the time.
Yeah.
The dad and the stepmom had not been arrested.
Right.
So we considered it really unsolved. And I mean, it was a child and they don't usually like to cover those cases. They're hard.
They're really hard.
But they're important because that guy, this Justin, he would have been 40 years old.
I know.
He would have lived an incredible life. He would have had children, maybe gone to college, maybe been a professional. Maybe he was going to solve world hunger.
Maybe.
We don't know. But if nothing else, what he deserved was to have a life.
Yes.
And it was taken away from him in a really violent way. And it's not fair.
No.
So.
It's not fair.
This one really gave me a stomachache.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult
one. It's a rough one.
So if you could get up and do some kind of a tap dance to make me forget about this and then make me happy, I'll just 1, 2, 3.
I can give you a cupcake. That's about all I
know. Oh, my God. That's a great idea. That will definitely help. I mean, it's not going to hurt.
I feel bad. This is the second episode I've done that I've done cupcakes. I'm on a roll with the cupcakes, but
there's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't.
I mean,
cupcakes are good.
Our logo is a cupcake.
It is. For God's sake. My goodness.
Yeah. So I think it's okay.
Yes.
So anyway, that's my story.
Let's taste these lemon cupcakes and cheers to a happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I learned how to play Happy Birthday on the ukulele. I'm going to play it to myself tomorrow.
Congratulations. I think that's fantastic.
My friend Beth's birthday was yesterday, and today I sent her a video of me playing Happy Birthday to her on a ukulele.
Oh, nice.
She's had nothing to say about it at all, except she loved it. I mean, she just like put a heart on it, but I think she's probably still picking herself up.
Probably. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, now my friend's going to be famous.
No. She's like, what the hell did I just watch? Like, what the hell was that? What kind of a ukulele playing gimme is this?
Exactly.
Well,
what do you think?
These are, it's just a mouthful of cinnamon.
Refreshing, right?
Yes.
These are so fluffy.
Good.
Oh,
it makes me, I think I'm going to be, like, this reminds me almost of, like, if you put a orange lifesaver in your mouth and a lemon drop.
There you go.
And at the same time, and they don't fight. They're like, they're instantly best friends.
I used to love those tangerine lifesavers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love them.
They were my favorite flavor. Yeah, my favorite flavor.
I'll have to see if I can find them.
I know. Mm-hmm. I think Cracker Barrel is the only place I know of that sells lifesavers anymore.
Probably. Yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Look into it.
I'm going to find them tangerine lifesavers.
Doing some sleuthing.
All right, well, listen, that's all we got.
Yeah, that's it, guys. Sorry, we got nothing else.
It was dark and stormy, but we made it through.
Oh, I could go for a dark and stormy.
We can make that happen.
Okay, guys, listen. We have social media.
Yes, find us.
Find us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah.
Find us wherever we have email. What's that email address?
murder.sugarcoated@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh. Listen to her. How professional.
Yes.
And, we really want you guys to stay sweet and don't murder.
Oh gosh. Because if you kill people, we will talk about you.
Dang Skippy.
And you don't want that to happen.
Mm-mm. All right, guys. Head on a swivel. Stay safe. We'll see you.
This has been Sugar Coated Murder Podcast. A deliciously entertaining true crime podcast. Like what you heard? You can always explore past episodes by visiting sugarcoatedpod.com. Don't forget to like our Facebook fan page and share with friends. Thanks for listening to Sugar Coated Murder Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.